Open Windows, October the 14th. In 2 Corinthians 1, 8-9, we read, "We were deeply burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead." It is a part of the nature of things that we never learn in a vital way by information. We really only come into the good of things by being pressed out of measure. So the Lord has to take much time to make spiritual history. When at length our eyes are opened, we cry, "Oh, why did I not see it before?" But everything else had to prove insufficient before we could really be shown, and that takes time. Thus it was that we were turned in that dark hour to Romans chapter 6, and almost as though he spoke in audible language, the Lord said, "When I died, you died. When I went to the cross, I not only took your sins, but I took you. When I took you, I not only took you as the sinner that you might regard yourself to be, but I took you as being all that you are by nature, your good as your bad, your abilities as well as your disabilities, yes, every resource of yours. I took you as worker, a preacher, an organizer. My cross means that not even for me can you do anything out of yourself? But if there is to be anything at all, it must be out from me. And that means a life of absolute dependence and faith." At this point, therefore, we awoke to the fundamental principle of our Lord's own life while here, and it became the law of everything for us from that time. That principle was nothing of or out of himself, but all things out of or from God. The Son can do nothing of or out of himself, but what he seeth the Father doing. For what things soever he doeth, then the Son also doeth in like manner. John 5:19. Such a revelation, if it is to be a staggering and breaking thing, so that there is no strength left in us, requires a background of much vain effort. But then it carries with it great implication. While an end is written large in the cross, and while that end is to be accepted as our end indeed, so that there can be no more of anything so far as we're concerned, Jesus lives, and that means boundless possibilities.